Today's segment of Sound Balming is brought to you by Jimmy and Mary's Authentic Body Care. I cannot express to you how much we love their products. Although we use them all year, as the weather gets colder, we need these products even more. The dreaded drop in temperature, the dryness, the itchiness, and the unnecessary flakiness is inevitable. Shea butter from Jimmy and Mary's Authentic Body Care is the only thing that works for my skin and hair needs. Not only do these products cure my dry skin, the whipped butter goes on smoothly and doesn't leave that uncomfortably thick, sticky residue. Bonus? It smells absolutely amazing. There are so many different scents to choose from too. Not only do they carry skincare products, there are products for authentic living, face, shower, hair and beard, spritzers and perfumes, and bath products. Let me tell you, we cannot even keep the stuff in the studio. The entire production team, as well as all our children, use Jimmy and Mary's product. Jimmy and Mary's take pride in creating quality, handcrafted products from simple ingredients for the entire family. Their products are made for all skin types and are 100% handmade, 100% vegan, and 100% cruelty-free. Skincare is important. Moisture is key, and keeping our skin and hair hydrated is essential. I cannot emphasize how much we trust Jimmy and Mary's for all of our skincare needs. Hurry on up to jimmyandmarys.com and check out their products. Did I mention service is fast and efficient too? Don't forget to mention that you heard about Jimmy and Mary's authentic skincare on Sound Balming. Use the discount code SOUNDBALM20 to get 15% off. That's SOUNDBALM20 for 15% off at Jimmy and Mary's authentic skincare.
Hey everybody, welcome to Sound Balming. I created this show for people who want to experience a radical, life-changing journey through the sounds of my diverse guests. I hope that each sound you hear on this show will strengthen your faith, encourage your dreams, and challenge you to awaken the greatness within you.
Drop the bomb. We're gonna drop the bomb.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience.
Lamar Darnell Shields.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of the day is. Welcome to my show. I'm your host, Dr. Lamar Darnell Shields, the creator of Sound Balming. And my goal with this show is to introduce you to people with ideas that will help you unlock your full potential, like my last guest, Jeff Lizowitz, who talked about the power of creativity. Jeff is a writer. He's a producer. He's a documentarian. He does some amazing work. And today is no different. I'm always bringing some of the best and brightest people to the Sound Balming Studio. And so as we sit there and wait patiently for our guests, I'm going to start with our morning ritual and routine. And you all know, if you're new to the show, welcome. This is me. Yes, I am here, real in the technical space, the internet space. I am real. I am a real person. You can touch and reach out to me. But those that are old, you know, welcome back. Thank you. For my newbies, we always start on our show with our three breaths, because if you know me, I do a lot of breath work. I love meditation. It really keeps me balanced. And with all the foolishness that's taking place across the country, don't we all need a little bit of fresh air? So I want to encourage my guests who's sitting there patiently waiting to find a comfortable position. And to my people at home, if you are driving, do not do this while you're driving. My podcasting insurance does not cover you falling asleep while you're in your vehicle. But again, if you're walking, you can do this. If you're in your home, school, dorm, hospital bed, wherever you are, I want to encourage you to put your palms on your lap and your palms are facing up. You're going to roll your shoulders back. And what we're going to do is we're going to take our three breaths. We always inhale through our nostril and we're going to exhale out of our mouth. So we do the three breaths, 3, 5, and then 10 seconds. So let's go inhale. Hold it for 3 seconds. Push it out. Inhale for 5 seconds. Inhale. Going a little deeper. Exhale. Push it out. Now we're going to go for 10 seconds, but we're going to go a little deeper, deeper. Inhale. Hold it for 10 seconds. Exhale. Push it out. What is that called? That is called the breath of life. So again, thank you for hanging out with me today. Yes, I'm rocking the Sound Bombing merchandise because every now and then I want to rock the gear. And you know where you can get the gear from by going to soundbombing.com or you can go to my website, drdrlds.com. But today is not about me. It's never about me. You are here because you heard or someone told you or you read or you listened that we have some of the dopest guests on this show. And today is no different. But you know, I always start out with the question. So here we go. Do you want to uncover what's truly standing in the way of your ambitions and figure out what is going to take to get to you where you need to be? If you do, you're in the right place at the right time because you're no different from other people. Many people get stuck because old and existing ways just don't seem to work anymore. Yet we can't envision who we are meant to become. Well, we often go through life in what can be best described as a condition, an unconscious way of sleepwalking through life. We're influenced by old habits, patterns, and conditionings that no longer serve us. We get stuck in repetitive and looping ways of thinking and feeling, believing, and relating to the world. And we often lack the tools and know-how to understand ourselves so that we can grow into who we were meant to become. You see, a transformational approach involves a shift in focus to a way of being that honors who you are at your core and creates space for you to grow into your authentic self. In contrast to the traditional life coaching focuses on doing things differently in order for people to achieve and accomplish certain goals. This is effective for surface level shifts, such as getting in better shape, embarking on a new career, improving your diet. But a transformational approach, on the other hand, is geared at deeper level of change that results in a living a more vibrant, connected, and meaningful life. Well, our next guest, Lee Hopkins, will discuss how you can work on rewiring any negative thought patterns and break through any limiting beliefs holding you back. Lee is a thought leader, a podcaster, and transformational coach. He is best known for his work in promoting social emotional wellness. His work as a transformational coach started when he found himself ill-equipped to create a meaningful, long-lasting connection with his family members, friends, or romantic relationships. He believed that the source of his broken relationships was rooted in the people around him. So he needed to change his scenery. And after moving across the country and then back, he found himself in the same dysfunctional circle of friends and in the same chaotic, romantic, or really unromantic relationships. He had to face the reality that he was causing the problem and only he could fix it. Now, do you want to know how he did it? Do you want to know what he did and the strategies that he used? Sit back, come close to your speaker or come close to the computer because I want to introduce my man, Lee Hopkins, who is joining me in the bomb shelter. What's happening, bro? How are you doing?
Hey, what's happening? I'm good. I'm good. Feeling good today.
Well, I see you all dressed to impress and ready to bring the noise, man. Let our listeners know where you are calling in from and how are you doing. I always like to do a mental check-in.
All right. I thank you. I appreciate that. I'm calling in from Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good this morning. Like I said, I mean, I'm here, so I feel really great.
Well, man, you know, if you don't know, I'm from the city of Wynn, the great city where some great people came from. I'm always repping Chicago. As Kanye West said, you know, I'm so bashful that I'm shy. I always love that line. Such a great metaphor. Great city, Chicago. Best city, hands down. You all know. And I'm rocking yes. Cubs colors. You all see that. You see the Cubs color?
I see it. I see you.
Better be a Cubs fan. Don't say you a Southside fan, man. If you are, who cares? But if you're a Bears fan, brother, I'm praying for you, okay? That's all I'm going to say. If you're a Bears fan, I don't know what the heck is going on in Chicago. But we're not here to talk about sports. We're here to talk about our lives, Lee, because there's some people that are listening to my show who want to know what can they do to sort of shift the reality of what's going on around them as they then begin to move into 2021, as they then begin to reflect on 2020. So, Lee, why did you pursue a career as a life coach? And then how long have you been coaching?
Well, I pursued the career because of just the transformation that I went through, all the relationships that I've had and I failed at, and the closeness that I wanted. So when I actually found that, I thought, wow, that feels great. It feels great to be connected, feel loved, have good friends, have people who will look out for you. And it's really lonely not to have that. So I don't want anyone to feel that way. If I got the tools to do it, if I got the tools to help, then I want to help people. So that's why I decided to get into it. And I've been coaching for about a year now.
Wow. And how would you describe your approach to coaching? You know, I joked about the Bears. I joked about the White Sox and the Cubs. Each one of those teams have some amazing coaches, but they also have some people who have their own way of thinking and being approached. How would you describe your coaching style?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. You know, I really like to make sure that I'm on the same connection with them. So what I mean is that I want to understand exactly what they're feeling and how they're feeling and make sure that they know that's something that's possible to do. Like, I think some coaches out there are just like, go, 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 do this, do this, do this. But you got to tailor it to their needs, whatever they're thinking, whatever they're feeling. I want to make sure that they trust me and they feel okay with what I say to them. And I don't like to really suggest that they do things or command them to do anything. No, not at all. I want them to be able to experiment, make their own decisions, think about how it feels, because being with a coach is temporary. I just want you to get the skills that you need and take them and go out into the world. I don't need to be with you forever.
I'm so glad that you said that, man. Well, what are some of the most meaningful goals that your coaching has allowed clients to actualize?
Oh, wow. So I had a client who is just like me in the sense that I moved across the country feeling like, oh, I need a change of scenery. I need a change of scenery. And I saw that. I'm like, hey, I shared my story with him. Hey, it sounds like you're going to do the same thing that I did. I moved to Chicago and I found myself in the same position. So I was able to help this guy on his journey. He's going to move. And I wanted to make sure that he looked out for a couple of things. Not focus on his job, because that's the only thing he had going for him. No, not that. Just focus on some other things. So helping making connections when moving to a different place is one of the things that I really feel great about helping accomplish.
Wow. So I know that you talk a lot about social and emotional wealth and health. And I say wealth because I'm not talking about money. As an educator, man, you know, SEL, social emotional learning, has become a really, really big thing. Before we talk about how do we help teachers, because again, I work with a lot of teachers. What does it mean to be socially and emotionally healthy, and why is it so important?
Well, to be socially, emotionally healthy means a couple of things. First, you have to be able to regulate and understand how you feel. You have to be able to articulate it as well, because there's a huge difference between being angry, being mad, or being outraged. There's a difference, and you can feel it in your body. And so instead of actually physically showing that you're angry, throwing a chair or something like that, punching a wall, none of that stuff. You want to be able to just say how you feel. You want to be able to attach yourself to it and don't let the emotion control you. So being aware of how you're feeling. And then the next piece is a step further is being aware of how other people are feeling and what they're doing and being able to identify that. Even if they can't say it, you can identify that for them. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to be able to make connections with other people, because if you can't control yourself, I mean, it's going to be a difficult time to have to interact with people. You can't communicate how you're feeling with other people. So, that's why it's really important.
So you talked about connections. What keeps us from being connected with others, even though we may want to be? Because a lot of people are they're socially awkward. Some people are introverts and they engage with extroverts. I just interviewed a guy who does a lot of writing on being an introvert. So what keeps us disconnected? And then how do you help your clients to overcome that, to then be connected to individuals? Because one of the things that concerns me, Lee, is when I hear people say during this pandemic to be socially distant. And I always tell people, we don't want to be socially distant because we're social animals. You want to physically distance yourself, because the moment, Lee, that we become socially distant, then we're not checking on Big Mama. We're not checking on Abuelita. We're not checking on Tio Miguel. We're not checking on my neighbor down the street. So how do you help your clients become connected with others in a world where we need to be connected more than ever? That's what separates us from all these other animals that are walking this planet right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely need to be connected. The physical distance is what we're looking for, not the social distance, like you're saying. We want to be able to make sure that we are our authentic selves. And that's how we make real connections. We have to show exactly who we are to other people. And I know there's a time and place to show as much or as little, you know, different environments, work and friends and family and stuff like that. You have different levels of exposing who you are. But the thing is that you have to live in your truth. You can't hide something that is really deep and important to you, because that causes you to disconnect. That causes you to be inauthentic. That causes you to lie. And that doesn't create any kind of relationship. So in order to get over that and in order to move past it, you need to realize that you have some fear and it's okay. I like to tell my clients to treat it as an experiment. So let's see what happens if I shared that, and just take it slow. Reveal little things about you and see how they react and feel about you. And you'll know that you can make this kind of connection with them, and you can make a different kind of connection with another person. It's just about being comfortable to expose yourself to someone, at least one person. So making this connection with people on a surface level is good. But if you want a deep connection, you really have to be open and honest.
Mm. So Lee, how do you address your own, or how did you address your own social emotional learning? You said you started coaching about a year ago. What were some of the personal challenges that you were dealing with that then helped you then prepare to then start engaging other people in the field of social emotional learning, coaching, awareness, goal setting, all those things?
Oh yeah. So I was looking for connection myself, taking a long time to find that hit rock bottom. I mean, I was just really lonely and feeling like I could never connect with anybody. All the people were just wrong. And I moved across the country and back. And so I found that, well, it's me. I'm the issue. And so when I found that.
How did that feel first when you said, it's me? Because, you know, there's a song out called It Wasn't Me. You hear people say, it wasn't me. We got cameras, Lee, all over the place. You cannot keep saying.
It's
always somebody else. Like I was sharing with a group of people in Atlanta, you know, in the 90s and late 90s and 2000s, Atlanta was like, I'm going to Atlanta. And I'm like, you know, if you a fool in Chicago, you know, they do have fools in Atlanta. So just change the zip code and area code. It's not going to help you if you have not changed your mind. So you said, you finally admitted. Now you said, it has to be me. And I'm sure, Lee, that was probably a hard thing to say, that it can be mama, it can be dad, it can be my teacher from third grade, it can be my gym coach, it has to be me. Was that a hard reality to face?
Yeah, it was really hard. I mean, I wanted to blame everybody else around me. Oh, you didn't teach me how to do this. You can't let me do this. I don't know how to do that. So it was an eye-opener. It was like bittersweet, you know, because now that I can't blame anybody else, I get to take control of myself. I get to take control of my life. It was like something else at first. But once you get the hang of it, you can realize how powerful you are. I realize how powerful I am, man. It was great.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the questions that will improve one's emotional intelligence? So what are some of the questions you might have asked yourself? And then what are some questions that I should be asking myself as I'm going through this struggle of whatever is going on? Let me just say, the struggle that we call in Spanish, la vida, the life that we're dealing with. Can you share with my listeners some questions that I should possibly be asking myself as to improve my emotional intelligence? And if there's some questions that you ask yourself that you can share with us, because one, you just admitted that, hey, it was me, you know, and that's a good question. Like, well, it must be me, or is it me? That's like asking yourself a question as well.
Yeah. And I want to give everybody out there a pro tip. It's usually you. So just so you know, it's usually you.
There's nothing else to talk about. We're done.
Yeah. So what I say for my clients is I have something called the BEAT: your beliefs, emotions, actions, and thoughts. All of those are tied together. So your beliefs control your emotions, which influence your actions and your thoughts. So they're all tied together. And the one thing that really, well, there's two. The two parts of it, the E and the A, the emotions and the actions are the things that you can really see. They're alive. They're out there. You can see them. Other people can see you feeling this way, or they can see you acting this way. So those are the things that you want to look at. So you walk into a situation, let's say it happens every single Friday night, you're really depressed, and you just for some reason it comes on. So you got to kind of figure out exactly what else is going on. What's happening every Friday that's making you feel this way? Take some time to think about it. Why are you feeling this way? What's going on in your life that's infecting it? So maybe you figure out that you don't have a date, and every Friday you want to go out on a date, and you notice that other people are going out. Well, nobody's going out in this pandemic, I know. Stay safe. But, you know, just those kind of things. So your emotions will kind of be a trigger to let you know that you're in a situation that you like or you don't like, because, you know, you have to recognize how you feel. So when we're just starting out with these social emotional games or paying attention to yourself, you have to start with the ones that are the biggest, because they always come out. The largest emotions come out because you can't really identify the little ones. But once you get good at identifying, oh, I'm really mad, and then, well, why am I so mad? Is it worth being mad about? No. Oh, maybe I'll just let this go, or I'll do something else so I don't get mad. So just paying attention to how you're feeling at a certain point of time and watching that pattern. If it's happening every Friday night, and there's something happening every Friday night. Specifically, there's something that you're doing every Friday night that might be happening.
So talk to me. You just mentioned pattern. How can everyone use pattern recognition to confront everyday challenges? Because there are a lot of patterns. You know, I love these detective shows. I love crime shows. And I was just sharing with my children last night, this one I really got excited about. And what these detectives and what they do is they study patterns. They study people. They study behavior, and then they wonder why these crooks wind up doing something stupid, and then they get caught. So talk to me about pattern recognition, and then how do we then confront those patterns to then sort of shift what we want our outcome to become?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. I love those crime shows, too. I like the mind hunter, where you're like really getting an idea of how a person is. You can put a whole profile together on people because we're that predictable. We get into those patterns and we're that predictable. So, I mean, I'd like to share with you this example of me and how I moved from Ohio to California to Chicago. And that was a huge pattern of me just moving around, trying to get other people, right? And so I hit Chicago and I think I'm going to do something different. Things are going to be different here. And I go to the same kind of places. So that was another pattern within it. So I just figured, well, okay, this isn't working. I'm going to try going to different places. So I go to different places. So I go to a bar, and then I'll go to a comedy club, and then I'll go play soccer with some people. And the problem is that I ran into the same issues because there's all alcohol there. So I was going to the places with the alcohol. So just paying attention to what is the thing that keeps showing up. What is there that was there the last time that you didn't like? That was there the last time that you didn't like? So just paying attention to those things and removing it, slowly experimenting. So it requires you to really open your mind, pay attention to what's going on around you, and really, really focus on who you are.
Wow. So Lee, I'm loving everything you're saying, man. You are so you're on fire this morning, bro. I don't know what time people are going to be listening to this, but I'm up early with my man, Lee Hopkins, and he is on fire. Lee, how can my listeners use these tools in these uncertain times with COVID and visible racism? You a male of color. I'm a male of color. And we're talking about confidence. We're talking about social emotional learning. But we're dealing with a very, very different time. I'm not saying this is any different from our parents and our grandparents. We all, you know, it's funny, as you get older, you're like, oh, these kids are different from those kids. And these kids are different. When you start saying stuff like let Lee, that's when you know you're old, right? When you start claiming younger generation, but it's like talking about the weather. One of my mentors lives in Alabama. He says, when you get old, all you do is talk about the weather. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop talking about the weather right now. But how can we use these tools in these uncertain times with all the madness that's taking place?
Well, when you're really good at making connections, you can understand the other side. And it's really difficult, right? I know we see the biggest difference we see right now is this political divide. I mean, it's been there all along, but it's really visible now. And it's really scary for some people. So instead of being scared about the whole thing, we want to try to understand, because we fear what we don't understand. So when you make that connection, you're able to understand how they're feeling and what they're thinking. You don't have to agree with it. Understanding and agreeing are completely different things. You don't have to agree with what they're saying, but to understand it, to know where they're coming from, then you can be able to hopefully change something, or maybe they'll change something about you. So that's the thing that's happening in this place. We're not listening to each other. We don't care about what each other think. And that just drives us further apart. So in this time of making social connection, we can't physically be there, but we can talk. We have Zoom. We can talk to each other. We have all the information in the world. We just get online and we can find anything. So just use this social emotional intelligence to regulate yourself, because some of the things people say will upset you. I mean, I watch Fox News every once in a while just to kind of check out what people are thinking. I watch CNN to see what people are thinking. And some of the things I just don't agree with, I find myself getting hot, like, but the social emotional intelligence, figure it out. Why are they feeling this way? Oh, you can understand that. Make that connection.
Wow. So as I said to you, Lee, earlier, I have tons of teachers who listen to my show, and I'm an educator myself. I'm in 100 schools a year now, virtually, not coming in physically. And there's one of the hot topics is social emotional learning. What are some strategies that you can share with some of my teachers when you talk about a variety of approaches to teach students who are somewhat struggling with dealing with social and emotional skills? And in particular, when you're talking about disparate children, minority children, children that may be from the LGBT plus community, children who are poor, children who might be immigrants. How do we help these teachers and our youth service providers pour into these children who struggle with social emotional learning?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah. And I think that, well, the teachers, I'm sure you all have a lot of patience. It takes a lot of patience to reach people and to get through. And I would say more patience, but also explaining exactly what the situation is like. Because I think that the people who don't have an opportunity to develop this social emotional wellness are able to even understand what other people are thinking and feeling. So they don't know what the impact is on other people, sharing that with them, and also enabling them to, or giving them the mindset, giving them the tools to share how they're feeling. So instead of maybe hitting another person, like maybe a young someone in third grade, they would hit someone that took their pencil or something like that. Instead of doing that, try to give them the words to express how they feel. Like, I feel sad because you took my pencil, something like that. Start like that, because those are the sentences that are going to make all the difference. They're going to understand how they feel. They have to figure it out. And then they have to just explain it, articulate it, because we can't read each other's minds. That's the idea. With the social emotional, we have to be able to tell how we're feeling. Socialize what we're feeling.
And that's so important. You know, there's a body of research around the disparity between Black and white kids and kids who are poor, and kids who are poor have a very few vocabulary words in their toolbox than children who are more fluent, who come from wealthy communities. And when you don't have the vocabulary, you know this, you're explaining this process eloquently. When you don't have the vocabulary, you get so frustrated. When you watch these shows and you just talk about Fox and CNN, I watch all those shows because I'm not taking sides. I want to hear what other people are saying. But sometimes people get frustrated because they don't have the vocabulary to even articulate how they're feeling. And so then what do we typically do? We do this. We use our hands or we use four-letter words that typically start with F and end with K, or ends with D and starts with D and ends with N. But so when we have a very limited emotional vocabulary, Lee, you know this, then we tend to lash out at people that we don't understand. You explain that. When we don't understand and when we fear something, you know, sometimes we go into a call for ourselves, we put ourselves in a box and we get afraid, and then we come out, we sort of jump out, and then we hurt individuals. And so we're seeing that happen right now. Now, Lee, as we move into the future, because, you know, many people like the hell with 2020, I'm looking forward to 2021. I was told by my producers that you are a serious planner. So as we talk about moving into 2021, explain the importance of planning, even if it's for a few hours away, and seeing a future for oneself.
All right. Yeah. So planning is definitely very important. If you're living things day by day, then that means you really can't see your future. And that comes from my own experience. I was living things day by day. I would make plans at the very last minute. I would show up at things at the very last minute. And when I actually moved from California to Chicago, I met a whole new group of people. So just really quick, I was working in a warehouse in California, and I got promoted and I started working at the corporate warehouse or corporate office. So it was a huge difference. Different mindset, different people all together. And so people were planning things. They would say that they're planning vacations. It's in June. They're planning their vacation for winter. I'm like, what? Why do you do that? I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I don't even know what I'm going to eat for lunch. But the ability to plan means that you can see where you're going. You know what you want. You know how you're going to get there. So just living day by day, you find yourself spending money because it doesn't seem like you care about it because you don't have a future to save for. So it makes you can get more healthier because you can plan your meals, all of the things that you can do any day. Planning them ahead it'll make everything a lot easier for you. It shows that you have resilience. It shows that you want to do something, it gives you a reason to get up. There's so many reasons. You have to continue going, you know, when you can see the future.
Now, so Lee, what's the future for your work as a life coach, and how can my listeners get in contact with you?
My future, I see myself touching as many people as you, Doc. I do. I see myself out there reaching out to people, helping them make these connections. And my future, I think it's going to be so bright, along with yours, right? So you can get a hold of me at patternsofpossibility.com. You can also email me at patternsofpossibility@gmail.com. And I'm also on Instagram. I also have a YouTube channel, so you can reach out to me there. And podcast, the same thing, Patterns of Possibility. I actually just look for me on any platform. You can find me there.
So talk to me, to my listeners, about your podcast. Who are the type of people that you're talking to? What are some things you're learning from being a podcaster? And are you enjoying the process? Because I'm having a great time meeting people like you and meeting people across the globe.
Yeah, I'm having a great time doing the podcasting. It was a really great learning experience for me. I think people who like stories and want a little bit of a moral to the story, let's say. Moral to the story with it. So my podcast, it focuses on all the things that I can do to really reach your emotions. So I really put music into it and the way I tell a story. So the way the format is that I explain that there's some kind of tool that you can use. So I talk about, let's say, understanding versus agreement. I explain why they're different. And then I give a real life example of my life, of how I found out that this was different. And then I follow it up with, okay, see, this is what I've learned. So I hope it helped you too. Yeah, so
we want you to check out Lee Hopkins. We want you to check out his organization, Patterns of Possibility. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Do yourself a favor. We only just touched on a few things. He's doing some amazing things on his YouTube channel, his coaching, as well as his podcast. Lee, it's been a pleasure talking with you. But before you leave, the second part of my show is called The Super Bomb Questions. It's brought to you by Mountain Maid. It's an opportunity for me to ask you some deeper questions, quick, but I need quick responses from you. You are already doing a great job, so I know this is going to be so easy for you. So you ready, brother?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. So Lee, what is your favorite word?
Happiness.
What's your favorite quote, Bible verse, or maybe a hip-hop lyric or a pop song?
I think those who decide not to face a challenge are rewarded by the safety that they feel. But those who decide to face a challenge are rewarded by the new outcome and experiences that they have.
What's your superpower?
Talking.
What's your spirit animal?
A tiger.
What brings you to tears of joy?
A connection.
What brings you to tears of sorrow?
Loneliness.
What do you wish you had more time to do?
See other people.
What is the book or books you've given most as a gift and why?
The Four Agreements.
I love it. And there's another one out, The Fifth Agreement with His Son. I love Miguel Ruiz, man. Great, great book. What values do you live by every day?
Confidence, direction, resilience.
What guides your heart?
Connection.
How do you express gratitude with those you love?
I tell them how important they are.
Lee Hopkins, if you won the Mr. America talent competition, what would your talent be?
I want to say Dance Dance Revolution because I played that back in college. The first thing that popped in my mind.
You were like, that question took you for a loop. All the other ones were so deep. You was like, how did this dude just throw me a curveball? You handled it quite well, man. I love hanging out with you. Thanks for all the love that you sent to me via all social media, man. I appreciate the love and energy and representing the great city of Chicago, man. When I get to the city, we will definitely connect, man. But you know, we got to be masked up, brother. But we definitely connect, man. I wish you much success in all the things that you've been doing, man. Lee, thanks for hanging out with me today.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate what you do. So I love sharing what you have. So thank you again.
Thank you. And I also want to thank my engineer, Alexander Block, my super duper producer, Nicole Klimpaka, Supremacy for our theme music, and all of you for listening. We cannot do this without you. If you want to know more about me, go to drdrlds.com. Make sure you subscribe. We're on every platform. Do you hear me? Stop being stingy and share me with all of your friends. And as always, believe that something wonderful is about to happen. But some people miss the message because they're too busy looking for the mess, but not you. But I want you to do something different. I want you to go out and do something for someone other than yourself today. Thanks for tuning in. And you've been listening to Sound Bombing. Peace.
The Super Bomb Questions are brought to you by Mountain Made CBD. Mountain Made is changing the CBD game by offering a line of high dose CBD tablets at an affordable price. Their products are THC-free and third-party tested for accuracy, cleanliness, and potency. Their products, which ship nationwide, include Build for CBD saturation, Boost for precision titration, and Recover for rest and rehab. With 9 years experience in hemp and fitness, Mountain Made's founders are focused on creating a quality product to help those who live an activated lifestyle. Check out mountainmade.life. Again, that's mountainmade.life to find out more about how their products can help you crush life. Remember, their products ship nationwide. Go check out their website today and follow them on social media. At Mountain Made, that's the @ MNTMADE. Our staff at Sound Bombing uses Build before our morning workout, which helps to push our bodies to a whole new level on a daily basis. Try Build, try Boost, try Recover. Our staff is using these products to enhance our active lifestyle naturally, and we are crushing life with Mountain Made CBD. And you can too. Start today by going to mountainmade.life and ordering Build, Boost, Recover, or the multitude of other products that they have which will enhance your lifestyle. I promise you, you won't regret it.